Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
There's one story dominating pretty much all of the front pages today. This is the son of murdered Noel Kerwin speaking about the jailing of Sean McGovern. That really dominates a lot of the front pages. Irish Daily Mirror, was it really worth it? Sean is the headline. The Irish Daily Star, murder wink. Smirking mobster Sean McGovern had the grin wiped off his face yesterday as he was caged for 24 years for plotting murders. The Irish Sun, no verdict can undo our loss and trauma. That's the family of Noel Duque Kerwin speaking out as Sean McGovern was jailed yesterday. Christopher and Donna welcomed justice for their dad, but they also said no verdict can undo the loss we have suffered. And the Irish Independent, jailed Kinahan enforcer was linked to 5 murder plots. So Sean McGovern was linked to at least 5 murder plots in the Hutch feud, including an attempt on the monk. McGovern, who has received a 24-year sentence for directing the activities of a criminal gang, oversaw the killing of Noel Kerwin and directed surveillance on James Gately before a murder attempt. He was also suspected of being hands-on in other feud-related plots. Elsewhere, apart from that story, the only other story really in the papers is to do with the rotunda. Some of the papers saying that they've caved in. So the Irish Daily Mail says the rotunda was left with no option but to cave to the health minister's demands that public-only consultants stop treating private patients after funding was threatened. Apparently, there was a strong feeling in the board that they were right to be able to allow consultants on public-only contracts to do private care, but really because your money was being threatened, apparently they felt they had no other option. The Irish Times, the board of the Rotunda has climbed down from its position that public-only consultants be allowed to do work privately after Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill threatened to withdraw funding from the maternity hospital. So it would seem like that story is pretty clear. The Irish Examiner on the front page has a fascinating survey from carers. These are carers, of course, who save the state so much money every year, because if they didn't do the care, who would and how would we afford it? But thousands of carers are cutting back on food and heat to make ends meet, while at the same time paying out privately for crucial equipment like wheelchairs for their loved ones, who should be funded by the public system. This is a new report from Family Carers Ireland, and they say the growing financial strain and isolation makes your world shrink. As many as 1 in 7 adults are carers, and the survey shows 48% suffering with severe loneliness, 18% find it extremely difficult to make ends meet, 71% find it difficult to make ends meet, 49%, so just under half, have cut back on food or heat, 76% have cut back on non-essentials, and 3/4 of carers have never received respite options for their loved one. Quite a frightening survey there from Family Carers Ireland. I'm sure the government would say they got their special carers payment last week. Was it on Thursday where they got €2,000? Although with the rising cost of living, that €2,000 can be eaten up fairly lively. Inside the papers, we love to talk about clampers. The Indo says nearly 1/4 of people who appealed the clamping of their vehicle last year were successful, and almost half who tried a second stage appeal won, new figures show. So it's clear that it's worthwhile appealing if you do get clamped. Under the Vehicle Clamping Act, you can appeal if your vehicle is clamped or relocated. And there are different stages to it. But data shows there were almost 143,000 vehicles clamped in Ireland last year. And of those, 21,488 owners made a first stage appeal, and 24% of those were allowed. And then 4,058 made a second stage appeal, and of those, 1,888 were allowed and got a refund of the clamping fee. So you can read more about that in the Indo, but God forbid you are clamped today, it might be worth considering making an appeal if you feel you are hard done by. We've lovely pig cars pictured in the Irish Daily Star, because the state has bought 100 luxury vehicles for the upcoming EU presidency. We're spending 6 million euro on the cars, and they are fancy cars, including Mercedes-Benz, Audi and BMWs. And we've also bought some minivans as well, and they're all parked up at Farmley. And they're going to be used to ferry around prime ministers, diplomats and VIPs for the next 6 months when Ireland starts its EU presidency. As well as the fancy cars, they're all black, by the way. We've bought 40 executive cars and minivans. Maybe we're renting those out. No, we're hiring 12 armoured limos as well to be used to protect high-risk VIPs. So this EU presidency costing us an awful lot of money, but we do get some nice 261 cars out of it as well. Now, one final story for you comes from the Irish Daily Mail, and it's a real lesson in kind of putting down the phone and appreciating life. 1 in 10 adults have admitted to missing a once-in-a-lifetime occasion because they were too busy scrolling on their phone. So the Mail says, I can't miss this moment. Oh, look, a funny cat video. 41% of the 2,000 people surveyed say they get distracted on their phone when they're sightseeing on holiday. 27% say they have found themselves scrolling at a concert or a sporting event. This is new research from Virgin. 49% lose track of what they're doing after flicking between their apps, and 45% said scrolling had worsened their quality of sleep. Only a third reckon that they're not always fully present in their lives because of their mobile phone use. I'd argue that figure is a lot higher. I remember being at a Hozier concert in the Olympia years ago, and there was a guy in front of me absolutely glued to the RTE News app for some reason for the entire concert. And then I was at Diana Ross before, and the woman in front of me spent half an hour while Diana's singing Upside Down. She was Googling how to book her bus home to Galway. So both of those missed big musical moments there. So maybe a lesson in putting down your phone.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.